Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is Franny Donahoe, who founded Sitka Cirque, which is well past its first year. It's heading, I think, into its second year, isn't it, Franny?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's the second year.
So you're heading into your second year. You have a lot to offer the community. Let's first talk about this a bit. Sitka Cirque offers circus-related arts. Can you explain what that means?
Well, we offer classes for a variety of different things to all different ages. So everything from, I've expanded a lot beyond just the aerial silks. We now have a trapeze and a lyra in the studio. I've got a couple more trapezes on the way. I'm putting up hammocks, dance hammocks, and cloud swings, which are some of my favorite. They're a lot of fun to work with. We also are getting more and more into things like acrobalance, and my partner who helps me out with a lot of the classes, he does a lot of juggling. So we play with a lot of different things.
So let's dive a little more deeply into what some of these things are. Cloud swings. What do they look like?
So a cloud swing is similar to an aerial hammock, but the two ends of the hammock are set really far apart. So kind of like you know the kind of hammock you'd lay in and swing around in. Looks a little bit like that, but there's fabric, and so you play between two separate fabrics. And sometimes people will rig them so that one loop is higher than the other, so you kind of are playing between two different levels.
And the balancing, what does that look like too?
The balancing.
So aerial balance?
Oh, acrobalance.
Acrobalance.
Acrobalance. Mm-hmm. So that's on the ground. That's not in the air, but it's where you learn to do just different kind of back balancing poses on a partner. So it's usually two people, sometimes three people, or, you know, if you get really good, then you add lots of people. It's at the most basic is things like learning how to do handstands on people's shoulders. I'm sure everyone has played airplane, you know, where you fly someone on your feet. It's that kind of thing. But then I like to bring into it all my dance background. So really it's about how you can make transitions from rolling from, you know, base to flyer, and pretty much kind of try and keep one person in the air at all times, but you're sort of just continually moving and shifting very slowly the weight so that, you know, it shifts back and forth.
So who do you offer classes to? What age ranges?
We have classes for pretty much every age. I have, starting from five-year-olds, I have classes all the way on up. I have a huge adult program with different levels for adults. I have a class for 50 and overs as well that meets on Sundays where we just play with a lot of different stuff. I also have classes occasionally for tots and parents, so kind of teaching parents how to work with tots with some, you know, some fun different basic acrobalance stuff, or going over like how you put in a hammock for the tots, and some just the basics of how you use the equipment for the really little ones.
So do you feel like you're spending most of your time doing Sitka Cirque now?
Oh yeah. It's pretty much my whole life. I'm there most of the time, and when I'm not there, I'm watching videos on YouTube, getting ideas about different things we can create. And for me, a lot of it is, I love the teaching. It's also about what we can create and how we can make performances and shows, and giving students the tools that they need to feel comfortable creating their own work, you know. So that's a big part of it, is just trying to figure out how to get people as creative and excited as possible.
What inspired you to start this over a year ago in Sitka?
I think it was how excited people were. I think it was how much response. I was completely blown away at how many students were, and people in such a small town, were wanting to learn how to do aerial silks, wanting to learn how to, you know, I'm coaxing them over to the trapeze and the lyra now, because my personal favorite is the lyra.
Can you explain what that is?
So lyra is an aerial hoop. It's you set it on a swivel up in the air. So what lyra is about is predominantly it's about flexibility and spinning, which are two of my personal favorite things. And you get to, because it's circular and it's a steel bar, so you get to really work within that hoop, just transitioning shapes and rolling around like inside of a circle up in the air as you're spinning at the same time. So it's very three-dimensional.
And, you know, we should also explain what aerial silks is.
Aerial silks is fabric that hangs from the ceiling. It hangs off of what's called a terminal 8 that's connected into a swivel with carabiners. And it's not actually silks. Everyone thinks it is. Maybe at one point it was. I don't actually know that for sure. Aerial silks is not that old. It's actually the newest of the circus arts. I think it became really popular when, what was it? There was some famous pop artist that used it in a piece recently. This is how everyone seems to know it. But it's not an old art form. It was actually came about, there was a circus school in France where one of the students, they were given an assignment that they needed to take their circus skills and apply it to some kind of new equipment. And one student just thought up getting a bunch of fabric and figured, you know, just rigged it up. And it was basically a student assignment. So...
Well, so you started with aerial silks. You were blown away by how many Sitkins were interested in that. And then you started expanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have our own space now out in, it's out Price Street. It's number 311 out Price Street. And it's fantastic because we have about seven silks kind of set up now. And like I said, a trapeze and a lyre. And we have two more trapezes on the way. Hammocks, cloud swings. We also do aerial yoga. I have a teacher who teaches aerial yoga, which has been really fantastic. I've been blown away by the aerial yoga because I've done, you know, as a dancer, a lot of yoga and stretching my whole life. Consequently, had a lot of injuries as well. And aerial yoga has actually allowed me to access stretches I haven't been able to access since my injuries. I think because it supports you and then you can really, really very slowly and carefully give weight into certain areas of the body that it's hard to do without. It's like having an extra pair of hands hold you up.
Well, there are going to be a couple of opportunities for people to witness these circus-related arts, Sitka Cirque, firsthand. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so we do performances around the community. We have coming up, I'm doing our first student showcase April 2nd. And so for me, a big part of teaching what's really important is giving students the ability to create, you know, their own choreography and their own moves. There's a lot of my students, they come in and they don't think they can perform, you know, so it's very much about supporting them through that process. And so the student showcase will be kind of an annual platform where students, it can give them a goal, you know, they have a date and then they come into an open studios and they practice, they create something. I'll help kind of guide and shape, but I'm hoping it will be predominantly their work. And then it can be something that people can come and see. And it'll be very small this year. It's our first one, but I'm hoping in the future it's something that will grow. And I know in different schools I've worked at, that's one of the things that gets students the most excited is the opportunity to create their own work.
That motivates them.
And to create their own moves. I have some students now who are making up their own moves. In fact, I think we're going to have to put it out there on YouTube and give it a name and say, look, circus community, here's something you've never seen.
And then there's a big show coming up in May.
Yeah, so our end of the year show, we are performing at the Nakahiti House, which I'm really excited about because we can do what's kind of, I call it performance in the round, which means, you know, the audience sits around the performers. And I do what I really love is a lot of interactive and immersive theater and performance. So our characters can rove around the performance, around the audience. They can, you know, some things might actually happen in the back of the house. So audience has to kind of turn around and there's no real one frontal space. It's happening all around you. And we have been working, I've been collaborating with Zeke Blackwell and Zach Desmond on creating an original kind of story narrative. Zach Desmond is going to be our narrator, and he's been doing the writing, and he's actually just given me the first little chunk of writing, and it looks like he's going for like a rhyming style, so his narration will be a little, it reminds me of ballads, like an old school kind of ballad. But we basically are going to tell, we've created an origin story about the beginnings of like the relationship between the moon and the tides. And so there's this kind of love story of a land creature and a sea creature and, you know, their love and they're torn apart. And so she becomes, well, maybe I shouldn't say, never mind, I'm not going to say anything.
Just don't reveal too much.
But it's a creation story. Yeah.
Well, how can people get a hold of you, find out more about Sitka Cirque, maybe enroll in some classes?
So we have a website, sikacirque.wix. That's Cirque is C-I-R-Q-U-E, and Wix is W-I-X. So you can find us on the website. All the information is up there. The schedule of classes is up there.
Some photos.
So some photos. Lots of photos.
People can understand.
Lots and lots of photos. If you go to our homepage, that's the one where I kind of put up the most like recent information and things about workshops and stuff coming up. And we do actually have a workshop, a kind of workshop fundraiser coming up. We're doing a unitard tie-dyeing fundraiser workshop. I love color, and I just love the idea of all my students being in tie-dye unitards. I think that's really cool.
Do you need to bring your own unitard?
Yes, you do. You bring your own unitard, and then $15 covers the cost of all the dyes and equipment, and we'll have it all kind of laid out and set up. It can be a little bit messy. But it's open to anyone. It's not just, our students. I'm sure that there are other people in the community who might have a need for a unitard. I'm also letting people know unitards make fantastic long underwear. They're very stylish, especially if you have tie-dyed unitard as your long underwear. It's great. If anyone wants to do that, they can give me a call at the studio at 747-2700.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been speaking with Franny Donahoe about Sitka Cirque. A lot of things coming up with Sitka Cirque, and a lot of classes. You can go to sitkacirque.wix for more information.